Sugar, do 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 do. Ah, honey, honey, doopy do 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 do. You are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, doopy do 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 do. Ah, sugar, sugar. You are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Got you wanting it last night, didn't I? What great fun on Twitter last night. Just asked a simple question, real world problems. What is the best sweet? No chocolate. You can have chocolate sweets, Rolos, things like that. But what is the best sweet? And what great fun. Loads of people got involved. It ended up being a really good thread. I really enjoyed it. Good old roll back to childhood. We had Toffos, who remembers them? Spangles, Pacers, Opal Fruits versus Starburst featured. I'm an Opal Fruits man. Revels, cracking sweet. Cola bottles, bonbons, sherbet, dib dabs, licorice pipes. What happened to them? Sweet cigarettes, not allowed anymore. Blackjacks, ban that wrapper. And fruit salads. I loved blackjacks and fruit salads. When I used to get my 10p pocket money, run round the shop and get a little bag of blackjacks and fruit salad. I think they were 2 for a penny then. That's when half peas were in circulation. But yeah, no, it was great. Really, I sound sad, doesn't it? I know we're in this lockdown. Really enjoyed it. Late entry of Tutti Frutti's, Andrew Kidby, I think it was. And that did make me laugh. Dio was on the old Amazon ordering sweets. I've ordered a great big retro hamper, which I'm going to give someone as a prize. I ordered that last night for about 40 quid. Fred up north made me chuckle. He threw chocolate mice out, dismissed that straight away, and then he come back with some other fake white chocolate monstrosity with hundreds and thousands on. And when I dismissed that, he then came back. Did really made me laugh, that tweet, Fred. Last chance, Philistines, as he offered up the blackcurrant and licorice. I don't know why that made me chuckle, but yeah, midget gems, everything. But it was just, when you look at those of us born 70s, 80s, it was Opal Fruits, things like Toffos and Pacers. What happened to them? And John Crowther, I mean, we weren't doing chocolate, I barred it, but he brought up the old Texan chocolate bar. What a great chocolate bar that was. See, the things you can do instead of watching TV. And I messed up John Wood's quiz again, and with the old notifications going off. Sorry, John. Yeah, so it was good fun, wasn't it? What's good fun? What else have we got today? What else have we got? I don't know whether I've told this story. I don't know whether to tell it or not. It is embarrassing. It's not my finest moment. I think I've told it. I can't believe I've done this pod for over a year without telling this story. But I'm going to give... I did ask and only one person said they hadn't heard it, and that was Chris, so I've got a feeling I've done it. But there is I've got a great story, and it makes me look bad. I'm not going to lie. I went out to get some milk. There was a phone call involved. And I do, I waffle so much in this part, I don't know. But if I haven't, it is a beauty. I mean, if you want to laugh at me and think, oh, women will say, serves you right. Men will grimace and think, what a complete numpty. But if you haven't heard it, let me know and I will put it in the pod going forward. Right, what else have we got? What have we got? The old clap last night, that's what, yeah, the old clap. Didn't have the old clap last night. The old clap for the NHS last night. We go out, Sam's now turned it into a ritual to run in up and down the road with Winston, so he can meet the neighbours. He's on an extendable lead, so there's social distancing. He's got about a 12-foot lead, so off he goes. Just loves people, loves seeing people. Or maybe he's just going up to them saying, save me from these loonies, I don't know. But he absolutely loves it. But then this morning I see a picture of Westminster Bridge. I haven't checked to verify it. I assume it's correct. Maybe shouldn't assume, make an ass out of you and me, but it's definitely a picture of Westminster Bridge. There's definitely a picture of people clapping, and there's definitely a load of emergency services people there. And there didn't seem to be any social distancing going on whatsoever. And I thought, well, that all seems a bit strange, doesn't it? As you can not social distance and spread the virus if you're on London, one of the main bridges in London, clapping virtuously the very people who are having to deal with it, while the police watch on. Did find that all a bit daft, I have to say. And then somebody else has emailed me, why you do it? I think you do it to get me going. I'm not going to bite about what do I think of the airports, people coming in from the airports. And I do believe from having a quick look that this is Piers's latest flipping jump up and down because he's got nothing else to do. What do I think? Well, the scientist, I think the guy named Tan, who's a very, very intelligent guy, really intelligent guy when you look into him. Can't remember his exact, I think his surname's Tan. He's one of the experts that speaks at these briefings. Deputy Chief Medical Officer, I think. And you look at this guy, knows his onions. He was asked this question when on one of these I watched, and he said that the science shows that actually it's not going to do much stopping that. Because the virus is already here. You could understand it if the virus wasn't here, and perhaps that should have been done past, but at the minute the virus is here, these people are coming in. One, you don't know if they've got the virus. There's an argument they should be tested. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. The numbers actually, you know, with it being here, that as long as they go in and do social distancing, it's not going to make a great deal of difference. That's what their science is telling them, so you've got to believe it. The stuff coming in on these flights, when we're repatriating people, I still think there's 500,000 Brits to be repatriated, so the flights do have to come in. And two, over 40% of our medical supplies are coming in on these customer flights as well, if you like, as opposed to cargo flights. So there's positives and negatives to it all, I suppose. But once again, people jumping up and down. But yes, all I know is that was asked of old that guy, and I listened to his response carefully, and he said the virus is already here. It's not like they're not bringing the virus in, it's here. So really, those coming in is no different to 300 people on Westminster Bridge jumping up and down and clapping if they've got it, I guess, is sort of the point. But I do understand it. Part of me does understand why people think, well, hang on a minute, I'm staying in, but we don't know what's coming in from New York or whatever. I do get that. I do get the logic of that thinking. But apparently it, as I say, it's already here. But yeah, I think I did that very, very peacefully. But once you see Piers Morgan's name, the old blood pressure shoots up out the old top of the head. The Rowntree's fruit gum, that's the best sweet thing. The Rowntree's fruit gum. Oh, Fred, you did make me laugh. Right, where shall we go first? Let's go to the book of the day. This is very apt, this book of the day. I actually found this hard going. Somebody about 10 years ago gave me a list of books that you must read before you die, and this was top of the list. And I did read it, and it is a good book, but I did find it quite hard going. It is The Art of War by Sun Tzu, which is basically a blueprint of the Chinese military attributed to a guy called Sun Tzu from years back, with 13 chapters devoted to each one to one aspect of warfare, but which has then been taken on. You can apply the same principles to business, managerial strategy. He was basically a Chinese general military strategist, philosopher. Of course, people now with what are going on are saying that we are at war with China and that they've done all this, but I'm not buying into all that old nonsense. But the book is... It is a good book. As I say, I found it quite hard going, and it certainly won't be for everybody, but it is one that I think everybody should read. It is interesting. More interesting is the word I would use. It wouldn't want to go, oh, that is brilliant. Just interesting. I did enjoy it. I'm not going to say that I didn't. I just found it a bit hard going, maybe a bit deep. But then I'm a demo, aren't I? So there we go. Right, so that's the book, The Art of War, Sun Tzu. Right, let's give you a recipe of the day. I'm going up market now. It's Friday night. Friday, Saturday night, you're going to treat people. If you can get a delivery, get some scallops delivered. We are going to have a nice little starter, in effect. This is, you can have it as a main meal if you do loads of it. We're going to do a little tandoori scallops with chickpeas and yogurt. This is absolutely lovely, I'm telling you. Right, first thing we've got to do is make some, obviously you've got to buy some scallops. And clean them or whatever if they're not cleaned. But we're going to make some tandoori spice mix. So we want paprika and smoked paprika if possible. Ground coriander, cumin, black pepper, sugar, ground cinnamon. All those are tablespoons. Teaspoon of ground cinnamon, but a tablespoon of everything else. Then a half a teaspoon of powdered saffron, a pinch of cayenne pepper, depending how much you like it, and a teaspoon of ground turmeric. We are then going to add 1.5 tablespoons of kosher salt. You say, why kosher salt? You say, I only use kosher salt at home for cooking. It's two things. One, it's not got any iodine in it. It's most salt that you'll buy is iodized salt, and kosher salt with no iodine does taste much better, I promise you. I know it's not one of those things I could be saying, but it is much better. So kosher salt, but it also is, the size of the crystals are great for drawing out the moisture of meat and things like scallops. So it's perfect for that sort of thing. So when you're rubbing it on pork belly and that, you do get a really crisp crackling, if you like, because the salt crystals are perfect for the moisture. You'll believe it if you don't, but it does work. Kosher salt, so into that mix, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, and just blitz all that together. Put it in a blender, bowl, whatever. Get it all blitzed together. So paprika, smoked paprika, coriander, cumin, all in tablespoons, and then a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, quarter half a teaspoon saffron, cayenne pepper as much as you want to make it hot, but you know, quarter of a teaspoon, and a teaspoon of ground turmeric, a bit of black pepper, 1.5 tablespoons kosher salt. Mix all that together. Then take 1 teaspoon of that mix and mix it through 250 grams of strained natural yogurt. So get a natural yogurt, put it through a strainer, get rid of all the juice, put that in a bowl, mix a teaspoon of your spice mix through that. You're going to peel, de-seed and chop a cucumber. Add that to a bowl, season with another pinch of kosher salt, and add some white wine vinegar, just 1 teaspoon, just to sort of pickle it almost, and leave that and run it around. Stir that around, leave it in the fridge, and then get some, leave that in the fridge for about an hour, just let it cool and let the cucumber pickle a bit. Then take it out, then drain and rinse a 150 gram tin of chickpeas. And you might want to peel them. Some people don't, but I like to peel the sort of, they've got a little outer skin on them. I'd peel that off and then mix that with your cucumber. So you've now got your pickled cucumber and chickpeas one. You've got a yogurt that you've strained the spice mix through. You've still got some spice mix left. You're now going to toss your scallops in the spice mix. So put them in the spice mix, coat them all over, season with a little bit more salt, and then we're just literally going to cook these, and you do not cook them for any more than a couple of minutes each side. Put them in the top of the pan, start at 12 o'clock and work them round the clock face there, and then when the top one's been in 2 minutes, turn it over and do the same, just go around the pan, leave them in so they're in the pan maximum 4 minutes, absolute max. Rest, take them out, just put them to rest on a warm plate. And then put a bit of a swirl of yogurt on each plate, spoon some cucumber and chickpea mix on each plate, cut the scallops in half, place them nicely on the plate, make it look a bit stylish, and serve. Job done. Absolutely lovely. The spice mix is lovely. The chickpeas and the cucumber go really nicely with it, and your seasoned scallops are beautiful. So there you go. There's a little one. Anniversaries, birthdays, whatever you want to do. Get them out, beautiful. Love scallops, absolutely love them. But do not overcook them, whatever you do. Right, that's that. There, lovely, beautiful. And you learnt about kosher salt as well. What is he talking about, they say. There, everything on there, you get everything on there. Right, we've done that. What else have we got? What else have we got, my good people? Hold on a second. Yeah, I need to find stuff. We got stat of the day, haven't we? We got stat of the day. Hang on, I know what we need. I know what else we've got as well. I know what else we've got. We need a bit of this, don't we? We need a bit of this. Do 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 do. Get on with it. Don't she go on? Don't she go on for so long? Come on, woman. Oh my god, even I get bored of this thing. I wanna hold them like they do in Texas plays. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me, I love it. There you go, poker face. Little bit of poker face, because tonight is poker night. Now get yourselves registered. Come on. We had great fun last week. Need you on there. Let's get more people, even if you haven't played. Better than sitting watching that old crap TV. 11 knickers, all you can lose. Come on in. There's loads of people who played last week who have never played before. To play, you need to download the PokerStars software on your laptop. Doesn't work on tablets because we're playing a home game. It's not part of the PokerStars. It's part of something we set ourselves. So you need to download the PokerStars software. Bottom right, there's a little more button. If you click that, there's one that says home games. You need to join a club. You are joining club 3416895. 3416895. It will ask you for an invitation code. It is FTS Income. And the FTS and I are all capitals. It is case sensitive, I believe. FTS Income. Once you've joined the club, I will get a message to approve you. I'll do that periodically through the day. Once I've approved you, in the lobby, club lobby, if you go on schedule, you can register for the tournament. There's a tournament tonight, 7:15. £11 is all it costs to enter. Last week's winner took over 186 knicker. Art came second. It's just a good bit of fun. We have a chat at the tables. I keep my eye on people. Old Colin Davis got 100 knicker for knocking me out. He actually turned it down. He said, "Ian, all you do for me, I don't want it." But he knocked me out with a spawny little ace flush. I'll offer the same bounty tonight. 100 knicker if somebody knocks me out, but get enrolled. So PokerStars software, download it, join the club. Club number 3416895. Invitation code FTS Income with a capital FTS and I. Join it, £11, but make sure you register for the tournament. Last week, people joined the club, didn't register for the tournament. Come on in, we all sit and chat at the table. It's all good fun, plenty of banter. Sam done well, Art done well. They're on the old hit list tonight. But come and join it. It is better than watching that old shite on the box, I promise you. Right, that's that done. Done the poker. Poker face, doobie. See, you don't know when I'm going to burst into song now. I'm phasing you all because I know some of you just try and fast forward the start. I'm not having it. You will listen. Sit and listen. Flipping fast forward. I'm disabling that feature. Right, stat of the day. Stat of the day, funnily enough, the boys have been talking about it, is a rap stat. Rap is a price movement database that we've got as part of the FTS Racing membership. It has got an amazing search tool on it. Basically, it's almost artificial intelligence like. You just click in, can get it to look at anything in the sheet, race types, prices, courses. You can have as many combinations as you like, really. You leave it to run, and it will save profitable strategies over whatever points you determine. So you can say, I only want to look at things that have won 50 points or more, or things that have won 10 points. You can set all different price brackets. There is a video on how to use it. I'm amazed that people join the racing and don't use this, but it's sort of laziness again, isn't it? People join it, want to click the macros of stuff I might put up. Load of old shit if they don't win in the first week and leave. You could make a living, and I'm not exaggerating, you could make a living out of this sheet alone if you put some time into it. So I like to find things that are regular. I'm very much, when I had it built, course specific, because I'm keen to try not to sort of add, a bit like I've said to you with the all weather this week, people just try and find a strategy that works everywhere. I don't think the game works like that. I don't know anything really about racing, which I've just said, but I think certain tracks, betting patterns are different, trainers target different tracks with horses, etc. So I had that built, so I'm going to give you a couple of, I'm avoiding flat racing for the minute. I'm going for chase races, which are fairly consistent. So I'm going for chase races, and I've got two tracks for you where pretty much the same criteria works. One is Cheltenham, and one is Sedgefield. It does also work at places like Aintree and Catterick, but not as well. But Sedgefield and Cheltenham. So chase race, the price at 11 a.m. has to be greater than equal 2. So we're not looking at odds on shots. And the price at 5 minutes before the off has to be less than or equal 7. So even when you look at 11 a.m, you can look at anything really up till sort of 12, 14, and that's it. Because then if it does steam into less than equal 7. So 11 a.m, not even money, greater than equal 2. 5 minutes, it has to be less than equal 7. But, and people decry these people, the tips, we've got a tips column on there for the newspaper tips to table. It has to have greater than equal 4 tipsters that have tipped it up. So basically, if you look at the horses that qualify in the morning, so you want chase races, you look at horses that are not odds on at 11 a.m, and you find those that have been tipped more than 4 times, you'll generally only find 4 or 5 a day. And then 5 minutes before the off, it can't be priced more than 7. And if you bet those at Cheltenham and Sedgefield, you have a fantastic strike rate, 36% at Sedgefield, and about 29-30% at Cheltenham, for about 60 points profit. And rock solid it is. It is just one of those rock solid, very few losers. And that's it. And I can give you a clue. The highest price at 11 a.m. on that filter is at Sedgefield. The highest price is 8. So you could look at horses between 2 and 8 at Sedgefield. And again, they've got to be tipped 4 times. And if I just change it to Cheltenham, let me just have a look at that one while I'm talking to you. Cheltenham is the highest price that would qualify in that is 9.2. So anything under 10, really, at Cheltenham and Sedgefield. So 11 a.m. between 2 and 10. 4 tipsters tip that horse up. So you just get a list of the horses between 2 and 10 in chase races at Cheltenham or Sedgefield when they're on. 4 tipsters tip it up, and then just check 5 minutes before the off. It's got to be less than or equal 7. If it's less than or equal 7 on Betfair 5 minutes before the off, bet it then. Don't wait. Bet it then. And you've got 60 points profit for an absolute flipping easy little system to operate. There you go. Course specific. You build about 30 or 40 of those, you've nearly got something going on every day, and it's difficult to go wrong. And the Opti tool, I didn't do this as an advert for the Opti tool, but the guys would just happen to be talking about it on Twitter this morning, with me having that as the stat of the day. So let's give it a little plug. And I missed the stat of the day up yesterday. I mentioned everything was right. It was. It's Chelmsford, top trainers, etc. BSP, listen, I don't know why I mentioned 11 o'clock after that. I just caught something out the corner of my eye, and again, not scripting or taking notes. And that bit I said about 11 o'clock yesterday, complete and utter waffle. Right, what else is it? What else is there? Have I done the book? Yeah, I've done the book, Sun Tzu, Art of War. I've done the singing. Oh, we haven't done the joke, have we? Oh, what we got? What we got? Hang on a second. I had a couple of belters sent to me. A couple of belters. They're getting worse. They're getting worse. Oh, Matt sent me a keto lasagna, Matt. I haven't forgot that, son. I will do that. Hang on. I've got to find these jokes now. Where's that gone? Oh, this is dreadful. Neil has said, not my strong point, but here we go. I think you're dead right, son. If you're British in the bedroom, an American in the living room, what are you in the bathroom? European. 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 Neil. When you got to explain them, Neil. Flipping awful. What is that all about? Saw a great little clip this morning. Somebody sent me, I know, videos and GIFs going around of a bloke talking to a woman about pizza. Brilliant. I don't know whether you've seen it. Bloke's asking his girlfriend, I'm having a girlfriend, it's just quality. If you have, you buy a pizza, do you ask the waiter to cut it into 8 slices or 12 slices? And she says, 8 slices. And he goes, why? And she says, because I can't eat 12. And he then spends 2 or 3 minutes trying to explain to her that it's the same pizza, just cut in different size slices. It's just absolute quality. If anybody's seen that, if they don't, give me a shout and I'll try and forward it on. It is brilliant. She starts effing and blinding at him. It's just really tickled me. I had another joke. I'm going to have to start doing a couple of jokes a day. I did like this one. Curly on Twitter sent me this. Yeah, this was the one I was looking for. See, I get them on Twitter, I get them via email, I get them on WhatsApp. This is good. I like this. Very clever. What borders on stupidity? Canada and Mexico. Yes, that is a rolling in the aisles number. Get in there, Curly. Best one we've had so far, that is. Love it. What borders on stupidity? Canada and Mexico. Oh, there's people working it out, getting the atlas out, getting their globes. Everybody's running for their globe drinks cabinet. Who has a globe drinks cabinet? I bet there's somebody listening here's got a globe drinks cabinet and they lift it up. Right, I am now waffling for the sake of waffling. 3 weeks more lockdown. I will keep you going, guys. Don't worry. I will keep you going. 3 weeks more lockdown. We'll keep the recipes coming. We can do this. We can do this. And they're talking of football in Germany returning next month. So we'll see what happens. The old Premier League have got a big meeting today, haven't they? They've got a massive, great meeting today. I think there's more and more chairmen eking towards getting this done. But we will see what they say. Anyway, have a lovely, lovely Friday. And I will be back with you tomorrow. Do register for the poker. I'll see as many as you as I can tonight. We'll see you in there, 7:15. I'm playing, Sam's playing. Two people can play from the same family. It doesn't matter. We don't think there's any shenanigans. We're playing Get Art and Sam. That's what we're playing tonight. Get Art and Sam and Gianluca. They're targets on their backs. Right, see you all who's playing poker tonight. And the rest of you, I'll speak to you tomorrow.